A new WBUR poll finds a tight race in the Democratic presidential primary in Massachusetts ahead of the voting on Tuesday. The numbers show Hillary Clinton edging out Bernie Sanders by 5 points among likely Democratic voters, 49-44%. On the Republican side, Donald Trump has an overwhelming lead. 40% of likely GOP voters say they intend to vote for Trump, which is a 21-point lead. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Trump is seen as the best candidate to improve Americans' standing in the world. That's part of his appeal to 75-year-old independent voter David Berry, a retired military man who lives by himself in Hyannis.
I really deeply believe he feels that our country is in trouble. Our country is starting to sit on the sidelines and watch the game.
Likely voters in the Republican primary also see Trump as the best candidate to work with Congress to get things done, to reform the immigration system, to handle foreign policy challenges, to improve the economy and create jobs, and to keep America safe. Steve Cozzella of Mass Inc. conducted the poll for WBUR.
Donald Trump does the best on all of the issues when people are asked who they trust the most.
Trump wins among Republicans and independents likely to vote in the Republican primary. He carries men and women. He leads among all age groups and all income groups and in every part of Massachusetts. He carries white voters. Again, pollster Steve Cozzella.
Throughout the cycle, the question has sort of been, Who can stop Donald Trump and where and when? And what kind of state will it take? You know, is it liberal Massachusetts? Is it a conservative southern state? You know, where are the voters where another candidate could possibly win? And what we see in this is that it doesn't seem like it's going to be Massachusetts.
Marco Rubio and John Kasich are tied in a distant second place. 19% of likely voters in the Republican primary say they would vote for each. 75-year-old independent voter Louis Perullo of Peabody is a Rubio supporter.
Well, I like him because he speaks about the future. He's young. He's got the right values, I think. He talks about not knocking down other people like the Republicans in their circular firing squad.
Nationally, Rubio has been trying to make this a three-person race between himself, Trump, and Cruz. But the voters of Massachusetts are keeping Kasich in the mix. Again, Steve Cozzella.
I think Kasich has a point in that he looks poised to do just as well in Massachusetts. Some other polls have shown him within striking distance of Rubio in some other states. So I'm not sure it's clear yet that it has actually narrowed down to a three-person race.
10% of voters say they would support Ted Cruz. 5% say they would vote for Ben Carson. The two groups Trump does not carry are non-white voters and voters with an advanced degree. Ted Cruz carries non-white voters, with 42% of them saying they would vote for him. John Kasich leads among voters with an advanced degree, with 34% of those voters favoring him. 50-year-old independent voter Susan Hoffman of Andover, an attorney who describes herself as a fiscal conservative, is supporting Kasich.
I think Donald Trump is scary, and I think Marco Rubio is disingenuous and sort of a politician actor, and I think Ted Cruz is an obstructionist.
Massachusetts Republican primary voters are no different from primary and caucus voters in other states in that they see this as a change election. 59% of likely voters in the Republican primary say they want a president who can bring real change to the political system. Only 25% say they want someone with the right experience to be president. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.